Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about healing this week and these powerful scriptures that can get you healed every time in the name of Jesus. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the Word of God, this magnificent book, the Owner's Manual. We are so grateful for this book. Lord, may you bless the Word today as it goes out. Reveal it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, some of the things that we ask God for, that we beg and plead for, it already belongs to us as children of God. But I didn't know these things for a lot of years. But now then, I'm learning some of them, and I'm learning how to make these things work for me. Now then, yesterday we were talking about one of these magnificent promises in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, which is really a blank check for the Christian, providing you're walking in obedience to God's Word, will your sins confess. Now, what he says, you must walk in a love relationship for these things to work also. Now, the average Christian today does not really walk in love, but according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, your faith works through love. So if you don't walk in love, your faith don't work. And so that's why you don't get your prayers answered a lot of times. But now here is a absolute magnificent, glorious promise that we talked about in detail yesterday. I'm just going to just kind of skim over it today. But Jesus said to the disciples, if you only have faith in God. Now if you have faith in God, he says, this is the absolute truth. You can say to this Mount of Olives, rise up and fall into the Mediterranean, and your command will be observed. All that's required is that you really believe and have no doubt. Now then, verse 24 says, listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe you have it, it's yours. Those are awesome promises. Now then, we're going to go to Matthew 21, 21, and also this is the Living Bible, Matthew 21, 21. Then Jesus told them, truly, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this Mount of Olives, move over into the ocean, and it will. You can get anything. Yes, anything you ask for in prayer if you believe. Now, obviously we don't believe these things. There's something wrong with these awesome statements when Christians let the enemy beat up on us in sickness and disease and poverty and everything else if we don't believe these things. No wonder we don't get anything from God. But God has given us these mighty precious promises so that by these great and precious promises we can become partakers of God's divine nature. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 1, he clearly tells us that to those that have obtained this like precious faith, in other words, the knowledge of these things, by knowledge of these great promises, and we, once we gain this great knowledge and great understanding through these great revelations, we can take these great and precious promises, like these I've been reading, and ask for virtually anything we want as children of God, and Jesus clearly says these things shall be ours. Why in the world, as Christians, don't we stand on these things? I mean, I've done it many times in the last few years. I'll tell you, just like here a couple of years ago, in fact, yeah, 2.5 years ago, there was a little girl at that time, about 6, 7 years old, that had been injured in a automobile accident, and had a tremendous scar on the top of, right above her eyes, had a tremendous scar. And I prayed over that scar, and in 30 days, our Jesus took that scar completely off of that little girl's head. All I did was quote the Word of God to the King, where he said, I watch over my Word to perform my Word. Now, if he's watching over his Word to perform it, and he is the one that wrote this will, and he's the one that watches over this will, he's the one that died to make this will come into effect, and then he's the one that rose from the dead to watch over this will to make sure this will comes to pass, just like he wrote it, then why should we as his children have any fear? Why should we be afraid of the devil? This beast that comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, when he steps into our lives to do his best to steal, kill, or destroy, why don't we come against him with the word of God and drive him away? I guess the reason we don't is the same reason I didn't most of my life, because I didn't know these great and awesome promises. And another thing I didn't know, I didn't understand my legal right to use the name of Jesus. But let me explain something a little bit here. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 1 and start with verse 3. It said, God's Son shines out with God's glory, and all that God's Son is and does marks him as God. He regulates the universe by the mighty power of his command. He is the one who died to cleanse us and clear our record of all sin. And then he sat down in highest honor beside the great God of heaven. Thus he became far greater than the angels, as proved by the fact that his name, Son of God, which was passed on to him from his Father, is far greater than the names and titles of the angels. Let's stop and think about this a minute. Let's really let these verses soak in to our spirits, and if we will, these will become very powerful to you. Now stop and think about what we've been saying, his name, how great it is. Now then, let's read another verse here. Ephesians chapter 1, start verse 19. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven, far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. And verse 22, and God has put all things under his feet and made him the supreme head of the church, which is his body, filled with himself, the author and giver of everything, everywhere. Now think about that. Is that pretty awesome? In fact, in the King James, in verse 21, it says, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. The name of Jesus. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. That is the greatest name in the universe. The power in that name. Now, Philippians 2, starting with verse 8, says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that amazing what he has said here? The power of the name of Jesus. There's not a name anywhere in the cosmos that's more powerful than the name of our King. Well, let's see what he said we could do with the name of Jesus. Let's go take a couple of verses. Let's go to John 16, 23 and 24. Let's see if we believe this book. John 16, 23. And in that day, what day? Today. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. This is Jesus talking. But truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now, wait a minute. What kind of a promise is that? And in this day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Verse 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, is that an awesome statement or is that an awesome statement? Then why do we use that? Well, let me tell you, 3 years ago, I took that very verse right there in John 16, 23 and 24. I walked into a hospital room with a little six-year-old girl that had her head busted open right above her eyes and her pelvics, her seatbelt held, and both of her pelvics were crushed. The doctor said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage more than likely, and it will be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can stand with a walker. I walked in that room, quoted those two verses, John 16, 23 and 24, 3 years ago, and said, this little girl will be out of here nothing flat. I said, and he will do such, my Jesus, will do such a mighty work of restoration on this little girl, everybody will know that only he could have done it. Because he said, right there in John 16, 23 and 24, I could ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything, and he would do it for me. So I said, Lord, it's done. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In 1 week, the little girl was out of ICU. 1 more week, she's out of the hospital walking with a walker. But in 3 more days, 2.5 total weeks from the day of the accident, she was back in school running and playing. Now then, if Jesus said we can ask for those kind of things, why don't we use these verses more often? You know, it just never ceases to amaze me. I'm guessing that the reason the church does not use these mighty promises is because they don't know they're in their Bible. If they knew these promises were there and they were for them, the children of God, they would stand on these promises and you would see the glory of God. But the devil's done a good job of deceiving us. Well, I think it's time we stop letting him deceive us and we start believing the Word of God. Now, if you'd like some teaching, some audio and video, CDs, DVDs on these things, give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll send you a box of free and postpaid audio and video tapes. And if you'd like to go to our web, www.tlsm.org. There you can order what you want, free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is Lord.